So here we are, my story. How menopause nearly destroyed my life and how I survived. The most important thing to realise here is that I had no idea the symptoms I was experiencing related to menopause. Strange symptoms, including waking up in the mornings feeling as if I had a hangover. And through a process of elimination, I realised that it wasn't alcohol that was causing these feelings. I wasn't drinking a lot, you know, a glass of wine at night, a beer at night. But thank heaven for that. So pour me a glass of wine. It's such a difficult time for women. I would get heart palpitations and think I was having a heart attack. This is so common. I would experience panic attacks. This usually affected me in shops. I'd have to stop what I was doing and leave wherever I was. I would have this feeling of panic where I would just have to get out of there. I'd experience short-term memory loss. Was this dementia? Alzheimer's? Thankfully, none of those things. It was all down to hormones. And this is also common. Women think they have dementia. As I did, because all of a sudden you just can't remember things. I'd drive around a roundabout and get lost because I'd, you know, in a familiar place, but I couldn't remember which exit to take. It's just so daft, but it happens. And sex was way off the menu. My libido, my what? Well, that was non-existent, and I felt as if I didn't care either. Many women feel they can manage without intimate relations, and I was one of those. But once I'd rediscovered my libido, woohoo, but more of that later. And depression, another common thing that's going on. I was eventually diagnosed with depression, but nobody mentioned that what I was experiencing could be hormonal depression. That was a new thing to me that I discovered much later. And bipolar, yes, I even self-diagnosed myself with bipolar disorder. Of course, I realised this wasn't the full-blown mental health version. I realised that that bipolar is a significant illness that requires careful management. But I couldn't help but relate my symptoms to that illness. I wasn't wrong either, and again, years later, I discovered this temporary version of bipolar is very common among women going through menopause. It's crazy, isn't it? Just these hormones, trying to get a handle on them. If only I knew then what I know now, especially the fact that the word menopause is a bit of a misnomer too, because the average age of menopause is 52. And of course, that's what women think, isn't it? They think, oh, it's for older women. They're 52. But no, actually, it's happening in your 40s. You've got to get to grips with this and understand it. But I was going on to say there that age 52, when you actually reach that name, menopause, means that it's the last menses, your last period. There are no more eggs, no more ovulation, no more periods. You are at the end of your reproductive life. You are not at the end of your life. This is the start of a whole new period in your life. But let's come to that later. You feel overwhelmed. Something else I found a common trait among many women. This word overwhelm. The feeling that everything is getting on top of you. You feel you can't make a decision. I couldn't make a decision to save my life. What's going on? I kept asking myself. I resigned from my job for work-life balance. I was marketing director of a successful country house hotel. And I experienced some terrible days when I couldn't explain what on earth was going on with my mind, with my decision-making. It was rubbish. In the end, after reading a magazine, and also looking at stuff online, I realised that perhaps, or I didn't realise, I decided that I'd read about this thing called work-life balance. And I thought, well, that must be me then. So I resigned. How many times have you heard women say that? And if you haven't heard them saying it yet, you may yet hear them. It's so common. It's such a can of worms. Again, it's about women not recognising that their hormones are changing. They're too young after all, aren't they? So they look for reasons to change things. And guess what? You've just found a magazine article or that's appeared on the newsstand, and it's all about work-life balance. So that must be true. Surely. But no, it's not. And this is why I'm so keen to educate women and people like you about menopause in the workplace. Women are resigning without realising potential causes of their feelings of disengagement, their isolation, not fitting in. It's not work-life balance, it's hormones. And what about the really personal and emotional side of things, like relationships? If I had a pound for every story I hear from women and from men about marriage breakups at the time of menopause, well, it happened to me too. I couldn't stand the sight or sound of my husband, and we argued incessantly. We couldn't have a conversation without him shouting at me or me shouting, we're shouting at each other and me bursting into tears. I just couldn't understand this. And we felt the only action we could take was divorce. But I'd burst into tears at the top of a hat. I'd be angry with everyone. At work, I'd feel people were ganging up on me. What I didn't realise then was that my hormones were changing. And they were changing my perception on life. I felt disengaged with life, with my job, with my family. I totally lost the plot, and I didn't know how to find my way back because I didn't know what was wrong. My husband kept saying, "I want my wife back." And I kept saying, "I want my life back." I've written a guide for men. Menopause is like a hurricane, dangerous and deadly. The title came from a guy I interviewed. I thought it was brilliant, so I've used it. I'll provide a link to access this later on in the programme. And of course, women can read it too. But just remember, I went through 10 years of hell, not knowing what was going on. It was years before I realised that menopause was the cause. Years. Just think of that. And it's not happening every day. You have good days and you have bad days. But the overall length of time is years. I even considered suicide. I'll just leave that one with you for a moment. I was in a very, very dark place. And I thought, is this as good as it gets? I'm useless. I can't see where I fit into this life anymore. I'm rubbish at everything. I'm unemployable. I didn't know it was transitional. I thought this was a permanent state and this was how I would spend the rest of my life. How wrong could I have been? And that's what I want you to understand here. Menopause is a transitional period in a woman's life. Let's get through it and on to the good stuff. On my good days, I studied, as I've already said, and as well as the bookwork, I made it my business to attend medical conferences, and I came to learn all about menopause and that all these crazy symptoms are caused by hormones and menopause. So if you come to realise or understand this here, for 40 odd years, hormones are holding our lives together. Hormones make our body parts work properly, generating cell and organ renewal. So is it any wonder when the egg store runs out, the wheels start falling off, because that's what happens. What we as women don't realise as our hormones change and our monthly cycles change as a result, heavier and prolonged periods or even lighter and non-existent periods and irregularities in cycles in general. And what we realise is that we can no longer rely on the calendar, the lunar cycles. There's no diary or app available to give women control of what is going on now. But you can do it yourself. You can help women and women can do it themselves. But what women are thinking at this time is that you have to take the rough with the smooth, the good days with the bad. But knowing that all this is going to happen is huge in the overall understanding of menopause. It all comes back to what, when, and why. You'll be pleased to hear I didn't get divorced. For some people, that is the right answer, but for me, it wasn't. I was facing the abyss, in my view. It was purely a material decision, I have to confess. I have three beautiful daughters, with one still at home, and I knew my husband couldn't afford to divorce me, nor me him. We loved each other once, so surely we could find some common ground together again. It was a long, slow process, but we did find common ground. I think it's also worth mentioning that I have a beautiful house. I didn't want to lose that. But anyway, moving on. Actually, I wrote him a letter. We couldn't talk to each other sensibly without starting a shouting and blaming match. So I wrote him a letter setting out all my feelings and that I didn't want a divorce and could we please have a chat without shouting at each other. I apologised for crying, but I didn't know why it was happening. I hadn't realised that hormones had changed my perception of life, both at home and at work. Hormones were distorting my view. Life felt as if it had changed forever. But I didn't know what I could do about it. Once I realised I was going through menopause, that I was perimenopausal, I started doing my own research. I was always at the library, reading medical books, psychology books, books on the history of women. I was a sponge. I had to get a handle on this thing called menopause. I discovered I was not alone in my experiences, or not alone with my symptoms. And that came as such a huge relief that there were other women out there feeling as I did. I wasn't daft after all. I vowed that I could not let other women suffer as I had. What's the point? And most of all, menopause may be as old as time, but nobody was telling women about the symptoms, the feelings, the experiences. Academics were talking to academics. Well, here I am, ready to teach you about menopause and how you can provide that support and information for women to access in the workplace and have better experiences going through menopause. Isn't it about time? I'd like you to take a moment or two to consider this story. It's very common. Just by hearing my story, you will be in a better position to recognise changes in colleagues and staff, and you can have that conversation. For some women, all they need is a conversation. They get it, they understand, and they know that they can do something about it now. Women have significant and different needs to men, and your new knowledge will empower you and empower the women you support to overcome debilitating symptoms, and they will take on a new view of their lives, including their working life, and realise that they can achieve great things. And this will gradually filter through within your own organisation. The grapevine will do its job. Let's hope this is the beginning of the end of women suffering in silence through menopause.